My name is Frank Lopsiger. In April 2016, I attended a seminar by Arkady Petrov. The actual seminar was called Compression of Darkness. During the seminar, Arkady shared a technology which he calls Ascension Towards Immortality. He said that sharing this technology and specifically this meditation is very important in order to bring about a change in mass consciousness in relation to death, dying, and immortality. He says that humanity is at a threshold or at a point where we are collectively getting ready of abolishing old limiting belief patterns. And he says one of the most dominant patterns, or he actually calls it the greatest religion that ever existed, is actually the religion of death and dying. And so I'm making this recording for free so that I can give it to my English-speaking friends so that they can actually do this meditation. And at the same time, if my friends have other friends and people they know or love who are open for this kind of knowledge and practice or actual technology, that they can pass it on to them. So the more people that are practicing this technology, applying it and sharing it with other people, the more human beings will actually make a shift in the mass consciousness, and the idea of immortality will no longer be just a lunatic idea that some crazy esoteric people share, but it will become more and more an idea that humanity as a whole begins to embrace. And as we do that, we will see cases of people who really will become immortals and live as immortal beings, which in Arkady's understanding would mean that we are getting ready for eternal life, which would also mean that we prepare ourselves for eternal creation. So I will now start with the actual translation of the technology Ascension Towards Immortality. The original lecture was held in Russian, since Arkady Petrov is Russian-speaking, and then it was translated into German, and now I will be translating it into English. Lecture: Ascension Towards Immortality, or the Eternal Death of Death. The most common or most pervasive idea of all ideas in the world is the idea of the inevitability of death and dying. This ideology almost took hold of every human being on this planet, and almost everybody became the servant of the idea of death and dying. And the way people give their contribution and worship it is actually by giving their own life. That's the ultimate sacrifice which people give to this ideology of death and dying. In this way, death and dying is actually the most common and most widely spread religion all over the world. Did we forget the actual work of Jesus when he said, "May the dead bury the dead"? Have we also forgotten the words of the Holy Father who said, "Death will disappear because we no longer need it. Humanity no longer needs it"? So why is humanity still serving the idea, the ideology or religion of death and dying, when we have already heard for such a long time that we can live as immortals, that there is eternal life? So what do we have to do in order to overcome death so that it is no longer ruling our lives? Life is really God, and we are truly one with God. there is an innate unity between God and the human being, and thus we are one with life. Death and dying, in fact, is the denial of the Father. In each of us, there's a denial of God, the Father. If someone dies, if you die, that simply means that you have not understood something. Something very fundamental has not been understood, and that's why you die. But how can we actually deal with death? How can we get death out of our system? How can we make it leave our system? One thing we have to do is to re-examine the ideology of war and destruction. We also have to look and re-examine what's the nature of conflicts. And we also have to learn to let go of wanting to dominate and control other people. We have to stop threatening people and making them afraid. All this we have to stop. The more we learn to overcome our own disintegration, the more death and its ideology is gradually leaving our own system. It will not only leave our system, but it will actually completely disappear from our own perception. God has not created death. Death and dying is really a human creation. And since man created death and dying, the whole ideology and concept around it, man has to face it and man eventually has to overcome it. So if humanity learns to constructively deal with death, then there's even the possibility that the apocalyptic karmic possibilities will not even occur in humanity's existence. So in other words, as we deal collectively in a positive way with the whole ideology of death and dying, then we can also change the collective karmic patterns which might be geared towards destruction and apocalyptic events. Eventually, we also have to remove death and dying from our own memory. Death, dying, and the whole ideology has to be removed on all levels of our consciousness. Death, as a matter of fact, is only a collective illusion that humanity holds on to. Again, it's important to remember, death and dying was not created by God, but by a group of power-hungry people who wanted, through threats, fear, and danger, control human beings and keep them in a state of fear. In other words, this whole ideology and concept of death and dying was really an instrument, a tool for power and control over other human beings. So these people who were invested in having control over the masses are really the ones who made death and dying part of the mass consciousness. That's why we have to make a correction in the mass consciousness, and we do that by each individual making the correction in one's own consciousness. That's how we collectively change the mass consciousness. And that, of course, means correcting the idea of death and dying. And to do that, we have to understand that now the era of eternal and infinite living has begun. And that is so because that's really the will of our Creator, of the Father, as Arkady has been informed of. This last part was just a comment from me as the translator. That's the will of the Father, and that's the reason why this knowledge has been made available now. From the moment we start working with these new ideas of eternal life and of immortality, then death will actually appear as an old woman, symbolically speaking. Because in Russia, in the mass consciousness, death is symbolized as an old woman with a ponytail. So as you keep working with this new idea of eternal life, then death will appear as this bent over woman with this ponytail that is kind of shaking and shivering, who is also screaming. Then as you keep looking at her, you see how she actually transforms and sort of falls onto the ground like a wet rag. Then you can imagine that there's a sort of a spiral appearing underneath this rag. It's sort of like a sewage transforming spiral that absorbs sewage and old energies and dark energies, and everything is being spiraled down through this vortex. And this spiral actually turns counterclockwise. And this counterclockwise vortex or spiral is actually capable of absorbing all sorts of negativity, darkness, and anything that needs to be transformed for the positive. You can imagine this vortex under you basically going into the earth, absorbing all these dark energies. This is actually a technology that, this side note from the translator, from me, this is actually a technology which Arkady often uses if one wants to transform old energies or blockages or even diseases which are being sucked out of the body or out of the mind into the center of the earth. So this visualization can be used by everybody who actually wants to transform death, let go of this ideology, this religion, and is preparing oneself for eternal life and infinite living. Your clear intention and your will to overcome death is actually enough to start using this technology. Now imagine how this rag is actually being sucked down the vortex. At the same time, part of the rag tries to hold on to prevent it from being sucked down to the very bottom of this vortex. It's kind of fighting and resisting. So as you imagine this wet rag being sucked down, you might face some resistance. That's totally okay. Just be aware of that and see that. Just know that the actual cloth cannot win. Eventually it will be sucked down and disappear in the vortex. But at some point, or before this happens, or while this is happening, there might be a very intense scream that emerges from it. And in this moment, it is as if a dark cloud is trying to evaporate from this wet rag. Then the energy which comes out of this rag in form of this scream actually transforms into a black crow, which tries to fly away from this vortex. So the appearance of the crow really means that there are still many people on this planet who are not willing to face the theme of death and dying. That's really what the crow symbolizes when it emerges. And that means that not everybody yet is ready for an eternal and especially an eternally creative life. Because if you live eternally, that means you're also going to be eternally creative. And suddenly the father appears. Then the father makes a hand movement, a gesture, and a golden sphere is forming, which encloses the crow. Then the father makes another hand gesture, and many, many spheres suddenly appear. You can imagine the spheres aligning like one sphere after the other. And the number code which these spheres are forming is 842. 842. Then all these golden spheres are being informed by this number code 842. Now you can see how this number code 842 is informing all the other golden spheres. So that means each golden sphere becomes the carrier of this number code 842. Now you can imagine or visualize how these golden spheres go out into the world to all the people who are not yet ready for the idea of eternal life, of infinite living, and who are still all holding on to the idea of death and dying. You can now imagine how these spheres actually enter into the heart of these people and remain there. So these golden spheres begin to root themselves in the heart of all these people and over time begin to grow more and more until they envelop the entire field of all these human beings. Then you can see or feel how these golden spheres in their aura begin to free them of all their diseases, of all their sicknesses, of all their conflicts and problems, and all possible blockages. You can imagine there's this fiery energy light in these golden bubbles or these golden spheres that really heal all imbalances, all in harmony within human beings. And it is the energy within this golden sphere that then begins to guide these human beings towards service of living as an eternal and infinite being that is ready to live an infinitely and eternally creative life. So Arkady actually calls this light the light of life. From the moment human beings have been filled with this light of life and have fully absorbed it, this reality of eternal life will be reflected in their own realities. And once that has happened, you can imagine the image of a huge cylinder. And this cylinder begins to absorb the rejection of death. So this cylinder, which now contains all these death ideas, all these death and dying concepts, which humanity rejects, is now going towards the center of the earth. Just imagine how it enters the center of the earth, filled with all these death and dying ideas that humanity as a whole is now rejecting. Then an impulse emerges, which reaches to the surface of the earth, and that's a very joyful impulse. And in this moment, when this impulse of joy hits the surface of the earth, all of humanity is liberated from this idea of death and dying and is embracing eternal life, eternal, creative, infinite living. And this light impulse, which now has touched the surface of the earth, is also beginning to envelop this dark cloud which has been around the earth. It starts permeating it, and it also starts dissolving it at the same time. You can imagine this grayish cloud layer around the earth being burnt like a spider web or like a grayish rag. And now very powerful rays of the sun are coming towards the earth, and on the surface of the earth you can see all the beings screaming and yelling out of joy and ecstasy as they see this grayish dark layer in the sky completely dissolving as the rays of the sun come in and bless the world, the surface of the earth, and the entire planet. So all the beings are celebrating the sunlight, the new life. All the animals, all the human beings, all the plants, even the rocks and minerals feel this new influx from the sun, these new rays. And in this moment, all beings, all life on earth realizes that death and dying was just a collective program on this planet. And this death and dying program was symbolized by this grayish dark cloud layer around the planet. And now with the sunlight, many, many countless spheres appear on the planet as well. And each of these spheres contains the letter L. And this letter L stands for life, eternal, divine life. And then you can see how above the North Pole a huge crystal appears. And this crystal is called the Crystal of Eternity. This crystal actually contains the light of creation. You can see this light of creation radiating out of this crystal and permeating the entire world. And now we go back to this one sphere which envelops and encloses the crow. It is really this golden sphere that sort of imprisons death in the form of the crow. And this old woman representing death now looks like this crow. And right behind her is Christ. And now Christ comes closer to the crow and pushes her more and more to the very edge of the inside of the golden sphere. And you can imagine this golden sphere levitating above this drainage vortex with the counterclock rotational movement. And you can see how this old woman in the form of the crow tries to protect herself from the Christ light that's emitting from Christ himself. The old woman in the form symbolized by the crow pushes more and more herself against the very edge of the golden sphere in order to protect herself, and then suddenly the sphere opens and she falls into the vortex, into the spiral. You can imagine this golden sphere is actually a sphere of the Holy Spirit, and it's the Holy Spirit that then opens up so that Death, the crow, is falling into this vortex. And then with your consciousness, you push her deeper and deeper, or the crow, you push it deeper and deeper into the actual vortex with your imagination, your mind. And as you keep pushing Death, the crow, deeper and deeper into this vortex, you hold this thought, which you send with it, eternal death of death and dying. And now you see this old woman raven, which is sort of a mixed picture, sort of a combination of the two. You actually see her die, disintegrate in this vortex. So first the right wing is being ripped off and disappears at the bottom of the vortex. Then the left wing. Then the beak goes. Then the entire head. And then you hear the words emerging from Death, the remaining crow. Help me, help me. But who would really like to help Death and dying? Who would like to help this crow, this dying old woman? And nobody can be seen who wants to help Death and dying. So Death and dying is going through its own agony. So now you can see how the entire crow, the old woman, the wet rag has been completely destroyed and is disintegrated, disappearing at the very bottom of the vortex, disappearing in the center of the earth. But there's still an evil spirit. This evil spirit is actually hiding in the first genome, in the first gene of the cell of self-creation. But the trickery, the hiding of this evil spirit will not succeed. We really no longer need it. The question is, what is it that keeps that evil spirit alive? As a matter of fact, it is all the energy that Death gathered from all the human beings that have died. It is this very energy that keeps this evil spirit alive. And now we imagine a so-called source cell that's like the primal, perfect, divine cell. And this cell contains the divine norm, the divine matrix. And we imagine now how this divine cell is absorbing the energy of this evil spirit, and how this cell now completely transforms this energy and turns it into divine energy. And this energy is now being sent out to all the programs of resurrection, into all people of all worlds, in all dimensions, at all times, in all spaces. So just imagine how this transformed energy from the primal cell, the divine cell containing the divine norm, is radiating this energy and information into the programs of resurrection of all beings in all dimensions. And this is the law and will of God, the Father, the Creator. And that's the beginning of the new era.